ever feel like things should feel or be easier and that friction means something must be off? Things being easy, simple, less messy has quietly become the ideal for our society. But there's a problem with that. And today we get into why life isn't meant to be easy and the mindset shift you need to actually enjoy life even when it's hard. Hey there, I'm Heather Mulder, former big law partner turned lawyer coach, here to help you build a profitable practice that reflects your values and respects your life. Tune in weekly for anti-hustle strategies on business development, mindset, leadership, and well-being, so you can create sustainable success in both law and life, because you didn't become a lawyer just to chase billables and burnout. This is Life in Law. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Life in Law. This is your host, Heather Mulder. And today is a short but sweet episode, or maybe not so sweet. I don't know. It's something that's been bothering me for a little while about our society, about the coaching industry and the promises that are made. I'm not sure, you know, you may or may not see a lot of coaches, but they often talk about making it seamless, with ease, making things seem simple and easy. And yes, I'm all about simplicity when we can have simplicity. And in fact, I think simple is the best way. But that doesn't always mean easy. And in fact, there's lots of things that are hard, yet very worthwhile. I do not believe that we should always be striving to make things so easy or to have things feel so easy. I believe that hard can be really, really good and actually quite enjoyable. And I'm here today to make the argument for that, of letting go of always trying to find the easy, of allowing things to be hard, being okay, accepting it, and really shifting your mindset in a way that makes the messiness of life more enjoyable. And who wouldn't want that, right? So let's just get into why we're so drawn to ease. Our brains are wired for efficiency, for simplicity, for as little effort as humanly possible. Your brain is always on the lookout to make things as least effort as they can. It doesn't want to expend too much energy. And you add on to that modern messaging. Optimize everything, eliminate friction, design a life that flows. Now, the problem isn't wanting ease. That's okay to want some, right? We don't want everything to be hard. We don't want there always to be friction. That's not what I'm getting at. The problem is when we treat ease as proof of correctness, as the measure of a good life, because that's not reality, y'all. And I think it causes a lot of mental friction when we try to pretend otherwise. Most of life, in all honesty, exists in the middle. I like to call it the messy middle. It's meaningful when you have effort. It's more satisfying when you've put hard work into something. Inconvenience can teach you something. Demands and things being demanding can actually give more purpose and fulfillment. So difficulty does not mean you're misaligned, you need to start over, you chose the wrong thing. And ease, frankly, on the other side of it, doesn't necessarily mean that you figured things out, you'll stay fulfilled, and that you're wise. In fact, I would argue that people who always strive for ease are some of the ones who are looking for more meaning and purpose the most. And this is where I think it gets dangerous for us. When ease is the goal, we avoid complexity, we resist responsibility, and we frankly oversimplify complex situations. Human beings are complex and complicated. There is nuance in this world. Everything can't be easy and simple. And when we do that, we lose tolerance for discomfort. We lose confidence in our ability to handle life, pressure, difficulties. We become less resilient, not more. And it shows up in chronic dissatisfaction, restlessness, fatigue, overwhelm, a sense that something is always wrong. I've talked about this a lot before. Trade-offs in life are unavoidable. Life is nothing but a set of trade-offs. And I do believe that part of this ease wants to avoid the trade-offs. But here's the deal. When you're trying to avoid the trade-off, you're not actually avoiding it. It's just the decision is being made for you, either situationally or by others. You're not proactively considering the trade-offs and actually making the best one for you. Instead, let go of trying to make things easy. Be okay with the messy middle. Be all right with the hard in life and choose your hard. Knowing that when we're going through the messy middle, that we're going through the difficulties, it's building character, it develops judgment, it creates self-respect. It's part of how you build confidence, y'all. Pride comes from it. Purpose can come from these types of experiences, making thoughtful choices in imperfect conditions. Meaningful lives are not seamless. They have texture. They have complexity. So my message for you is really about a mindset shift. Because if life feels complicated, it doesn't mean you're failing. It means you're engaged in reality. If things feel hard, it doesn't mean that you necessarily made a bad choice. It might mean that you're doing something that actually matters. It likely means, regardless of how you got there, it's a learning opportunity. It's a chance for growth. Discomfort is not to be avoided. It's a sign you're alive. Why should this matter? Why am I even talking about this? This doesn't seem like a very lawyerly thing. I don't see this in my clients, because my clients aren't like this. But I do see this in everyday life, in society, and I'm starting to see the trickling of this within the legal field itself and within more and more lawyers, especially young lawyers, who have been told a lot of their lives, if not all, that things should be easier. They should always be able to achieve the things they want. And we give ourselves this false sense of security that doesn't exist so that when life falls apart and things don't go as planned, it's hard to handle. This makes for a very unresilient, not just individual, but society. I guess my main takeaway for today is let go of the need to be easy and instead embrace whatever may come. Be willing to engage. Reframe it, you know, reframing is a big deal for me, into opportunity, into learning, into growth. That creates a mindset shift so that you're not in the, oh, how could this be happening? Why is this happening again? If only life could be easier. If only things could be less chaotic and less messy. It doesn't mean you have to enjoy every moment. We're not supposed to. But it helps make life as a whole lot more enjoyable. All right, that is it for this week. We will be back next week with something a little more lawyer-focused. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to Life in Law. Want more practical, anti-hustle strategies designed to help you grow with purpose, lead with clarity, and build sustainable success that actually feels like success? Join Success Without Sacrifice, my free weekly newsletter for lawyers who want more control, more impact, and lots more fun. Go to lifeandlawpodcast.com to join now.